years ago, I had a leak inside my roof, but they didn't patch a plaster. Swear to Dawkins, it's the truth. A crack had started growing, getting bigger every day, and so I thought I'd better get my bed moved out the way. I pushed it where I could, but there was only so much space. With any luck, I'll dodge the ruination of my face. And so we'd take some pictures as the crack it grew and grew. We'd send them to the landlord saying, you know just what to do. The landlord, he'd procrastinate on getting someone by to make the fixes needed to our fractured piece of sky. How long before we'd lose this Artex canopy of ours? And I could lay in bed at night, look up and see the stars. Hey, what's that ripping sound? Before I knew the answer, there was plaster everywhere. The roof was on my pillow, on my floor and in my hair. I got up, yelled and cursed and found that all that I could say was bloody hell, I only hoovered up this bedroom yesterday. My landlord nearly gave me a fractured skull alarm clock. My ceiling tried to kill me. It was a kind of a sort of a hell of a bit of a shock. And so I got the dustpan, brushed the hoover and the broom, and I began to sweeping up the carnage in my room. I thought myself so lucky that I didn't wake up dead. How that wacky cracky ceiling could have squashed my pretty head. The landlord's keen to fix it up now, calling me surprised. And all it took was nearly being cranially pulverized. My landlord nearly gave me a fractured skull alarm clock. My ceiling tried to kill me. It was a kind of a sort of a hell of a bit of a shock. Woke up this morning, I was so lucky that I did. Woke up this morning, so goddamn lucky that I did. Because my bedroom ceiling, it tried to crush it by my lid.